And you heard another great MSU victory on WJR. And Mr. Steve Courtney, who was on the sidelines, did the tailgate, pregame, postgame, and everything in between, has with him MSU's winning football coach, Mel Tucker. Mr. Courtney?
All right, Dub, thank you very much. Good morning again, my friends. As you well know, game day is always extremely special on the banks of the Red Cedar. This time around for the home opener, it was even more special because, well, there were people there, and they were not disappointed. Spartan Nation saw the 42-14 win over the Penguins of Youngstown State. With that, we say good morning to the fine head coach, Mel Tucker. How are
morning,
you, sir?
Morning, coach.
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Everything is good. You know, here's the thing. I've been around a little bit. I've never seen what we experienced Saturday, coach, in the opener against Northwestern. First play, 75-yard scamper from Kenneth Walker III. First play from scrimmage in the win over Youngstown State. A brilliant call by offensive coordinator Jay Johnson. Little flea flicker action. Peyton Thorne goes deep to Jaden Reed on the scoreboard. First play again. That's a little pressure putting together a game plan for Miami, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, we do what we do. It's you know, on to the next game, the next opponent. You know, we have experience, you know, coordinators, experienced play callers. You know, we know how to put together a game plan. You know, we have a process to get our guys prepared to play. Then we'll go play the game.
Coach, it's interesting to note, and by golly, we'll do it right here, the running game so far for this Spartan ball club, absolutely on fire, 326 yards on the ground in the win over Northwestern, 272 yards on the ground in the win over Youngstown State. That's 598 yards. Even I can do the math. Averaging 299 yards on the ground per game.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a point of emphasis for us, is to be able to run the ball on our terms. And we need to continue to get better and become more efficient. With that, you know, offensive line is doing a good job. Our tight ends are doing a good job blocking. The receivers are straining to block, and the runners are running hard. And so, you know, we still have a lot of things we need to work on to get better. We're not where we need to be at this point, but we know what we need to fix, and we know how to fix it. It's just a matter of rolling up our sleeves here during the week and getting after it, and getting this football team better.
The play of Peyton Thorne has been stellar. 15-21, 280 yards, 4 touchdown throws on the day. He also ran one in for 10 yards. But you talk about, coach, a guy playing within himself. That's Peyton Thorne. That's him doing what he does.
You know what? And that's what good players do. And that's how you become a consistent, productive football player. Is do your job, you know, do what you're supposed to do, and not try to do too much. You know, do your job first, and you can help out. You know, and it's like that at any position. It's the same thing as a coach. Same thing in any walk of life, any profession. You know, you have to be proficient and be efficient and know how to do your job, and then do it on a consistent basis. You know, and consistency and performance that leads to success. And so, you know, that's the expectation for Peyton and all of our guys, is to play up to their potential, work to get better. You know, every day, work to get better every week. You know, and just simply do your job, and then trust that the man next to you is going to do his.
Defensively, we spoke about this particular play, coach, after the ball game, and we'll talk about it again. You've got the Penguins on the move, second quarter. Xavier Henderson, one of the more athletic picks I have seen in recent time, gets a ton of air, one hands it with the right hand, comes down. What a pick that was, coach, and it was so important. As you know, football is a game of sudden change. There you have it, because that would lead to the 85-yard strike to Jaden Reed.
Yeah, that was a big play in the game. You know, we want to take the ball away. Turnover margin is huge. You know, and sometimes, you know, when you're in position, and you make good reads and you know you break on the ball, you're going to have opportunities to make plays like that, and he's capable of doing those things. And you know, if you look at the play and you look at, you know, how he got to the position where he was to make the plays, because you know he was in a good stance. He read his keys. He played fast. He was where he's supposed to be. He broke on the ball. He made the play. You know, and he's been doing that in practice. And so, you know, that's how you get in position to make those type of plays. And he did that, and it was a huge play in the game for us.
When you have a guy that has had quite a coming out party, as the transfer running back Kenneth Walker III has had, success is contagious. You've got other running backs that made note by saying in that tilt against the Penguins that we're here as well. Jordan Simmons, 16 carries, 121 yards. Kenneth got his carry, 7 for 57, as a matter of fact, to go along with a touchdown. But you had Donovan Eglin, 6 carries for 33 yards. Elijah Collins getting in on the act, 3 carries for 32 yards. By the way, Coach, do you have a health update on Elijah? Went down with a left ankle injury.
Yeah, I don't have anything right now, but we'll see how it goes, you know, during the week. I'm sure he's a little sore, but, you know, he'll be ready when he's ready. But like I said, you know, when we start the season, we've got four or five backs that we feel like we can go in there and be productive for us. And they're very unselfish guys. They're always working to help each other. They're happy for each other. And when they're having success, you know, they run hard. And it's just a, you know, you got to have backs, especially with the schedule that we play. We got to have multiple guys that can, They can carry the mail and take care of football and be productive for us.
I'm sure when you and your staff looked at this film, hopefully you came out, Coach, with the impression that it was yet just two games deep, another relentless team effort.
Oh, guys are playing hard. There's no doubt about that. But we can play harder, and we can get more relentless play out of more guys. We can be more physical. We can play with better pad level. We can have less penalties, you know, less mental errors. Our tackling needs to improve. You know, there's a lot of things, special teams, you know, that, I mean, we're a work in progress. But, yeah, the effort is there. The want to is there, you know. But we need to continue to strain really, really hard to get better. And that's what this week is all about. I mean, you don't ever want to be in a situation where you're unrealistic and you think all is well when all is not well. And all is not well. But we know that. And so we're back to work this week and get ready for this Miami game.
It was fun playing in front of Spartan Nation, wasn't it, Coach? And the best thing is, via the result, there was absolutely no stage fright from the Spartans.
All good news.
Yeah, it was great to be out there with our fans. I really appreciate them showing out. Our players were so excited to get out there at Spartan Stadium with the band, the cheer team, the dance team, Sparty, everything. People were going crazy out there. We really want Spartan Stadium to be the hardest place to play in the country, the loudest, the most relentless, the hardest place to play in the country. And we're looking forward to the opportunity when we can come back and play at Spartan Stadium. We got to take the show on the road this week, and we got some work to do.
All right, Coach, you've got Miami on the road. We'll talk about that Friday, sir. Thank you.
Mel Tucker, MSU football coach extraordinaire. MSU, great weekend. Michigan, a great weekend. We didn't even talk about that school down south. I mean, the school down south, as we continue.